Welcome everyone to the Cup of Coffee podcast with me, your host, Tom Dillon. This is usually recorded live at our weekly online meeting and broadcast around the world. However, we lent our support to the wonderful Howard Kane and Kathy Bradley over at Asana Connected for their Wealth and Property Summit on Saturday the 3rd of April. There were several superb speakers on the day, and so as a special treat, we're hosting some of those over here as podcasts in their own right. Enjoy. Next up is the excellent Michelle Nolting, Partnership Manager at Genius U. She's based in South Africa. Michelle is a top mentor from Genius U, looking after partners around the world. Michelle is one of the top three mentors with Roger Hamilton's Genius U Group and an expert on wealth dynamics, supporting and guiding members around the world to achieve flow consultant status. Michelle will show you how to build your personal and business impact and find the right support to sustain you. I can't read this morning. I've got simple jobs. One simple job. Sustain you as you develop yourself and your enterprise. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. So I'm really grateful to be here. Thank you for inviting me, Howard and Kathy. And it's lovely to meet all of the rest of you. I don't have such a great story like Kieran did. He was amazing. So thanks, Kieran. I don't know how I'm going to follow in your footsteps, but let's see what I can do, right? So I'll give you a brief background and the reason that I kind of get what all you old guys are talking about, because I'm not that okay in that and only mentoring. But I worked in financial services for many moons, probably around 15 years. And I was a certified financial planner. I ran a brokerage. Also had multiple property investments over time. And I think now in the investment space, things are completely different to how they used to be, right? Crypto is a big thing. How are you actually working online? Everything's now like getting digital and automated. So I think it's a really great space to actually start educating yourself and changing your learning. And as well as where my topic comes into impact investing, what actually is your impact in the world today? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through a couple of concepts and points today to see how I can help you actually determine what it is that you want to be, you know, investing in. Where do you want to go with this? And then how you actually work through a wealth spectrum where you're managing your finances and your wealth. And I can give you a couple of points. I hope we'll get through all my slides. If I'm talking too fast, let me know. But I will try and tone it to a bit of an even pace. And if we miss a couple of slides, that's also okay. I'm sure Howard and Kathy will share everything with you guys and you can take a look at it afterwards. So let's begin. All right. So the reason I did everything in purple is because my company is called Michelle is Your Coach. And yes, I do work with Entrepreneurs Institute and I'm the head of the partnership section, but I still actually am a business coach and work with my own clients, and my colors and everything is really purple. And it's about unicorns and it's about magical stuff. And, you know, it's about that completely different space. So lift your heads into the skies. Let's start playing unicorns, right? No, I'm kidding. But really, that's where all these purple things come from, because it's really about stepping out of what you know and actually lifting your thinking. So, my presentation doesn't want to move to the next slide. So I would be the one to have the technical issue today. Sorry. Let me stop sharing quickly and escape it and hope that it works, because yesterday, let me just do it in a different way and it's all okay. Sorry about that, but here we go. So sorry about the menu bar at the top. It doesn't really want to work for me, and tough luck, right? So impact investing, what I did over here is I actually just put a couple of thoughts together, and it was really around, you know, whether you've got something that you want to save a whale or feed somebody who's hungry, we all are passionate about something. And I think that's where everything comes into the space is why you're actually here. And what are you passionate about? Where do you want to make a difference? So, you know, we all want to make this positive impact around us, and we would like to, in an ideal space, give our money and our time to help causes as well as ourselves and, you know, actually just give, right? But what happens if you could actually invest in it while you were doing this? That would be like ideal. But this idea is not a new thing. It's actually, in a lot of years, it's gained a lot of like momentum, if you want to call it, and especially among the younger and millennial generations. And it's really led to this rise of impact investing. And I think yesterday or the day before when I was working on my stuff to put together, it was like, I wonder how many people actually, you know, start thinking about this impact investing and what actually is it? And, you know, like, how do I incorporate it into my portfolio? And what does it do if I actually want to make the world a better place? How do I actually combine what I'm doing together with that? So it's really about aiming to benefit society and or a cause or some of some sort, but also from an investor point of view, being able to have a profitable aspect to it so that, you know, you're investing in a cause, but there's also some kind of a return for you. So generally, there's got to find this middle ground almost where investing and being charitable and giving stuff can kind of match your thoughts around investing. Because I think, as Kieran was saying also, is every investor's got a different risk appetite, a different risk profile, a different way of doing things. And yes, you have to actually do something if you want to invest, but we're all actually quite different when it comes to this. So I got some stats for you, which I thought those would be for those really guys who want some numbers. But how big is impact investing today? And it's really roughly about $12 trillion, US dollars, which is, it's a T, trillion. Like, it's huge. It's actually quite big. And I didn't actually even realize it was this big at any given point in time because I'm not actively in this field all the, you know, in every single moment of every day. But ultimately, you know, I think there's more and more investors that are actually becoming more conscious about where they're putting their money. And it attracts investors on every scale. But again, if you're going to be looking at something where you can make a difference, how can you get involved? Remember, it's your money, it's your value systems, and it's up to you to do your homework on everything that you decide to invest in, whether it's based on a bigger picture, a smaller picture, what your values is about whales, birds, animals, people, hunger, anything like that. And you need to make that decision before you do anything. So exactly as Kieran was saying, you've got to do it. Again, you've got to make that decision. So I put another slide here. You guys can read this yourselves later. It actually gives you the formal definitions, of impact investing. But my thought process was really around, you know, where should I start? And it was about, okay, I think this ties in, being the pilot of your own journey. And it's something that cannot just happen like once in a blue moon. It's actually that regular something, something. Yeah. You've got to be actively in it all the time. You've got to know your own journey. You've got to be in your journey, you know. Also, the other things is understanding yourself so that you know where your energy is strongest, where your thinking is strongest, and how you can make a bigger difference. Yeah. Managing your wealth at different levels, because we're all at different levels at any given point in time. And then, you know, this was a thought that I just wanted to add in. You know, most loss of wealth actually comes from carelessness. It's when we stray off a particular pathway that we've got. And it definitely also comes from, you know, we actually haven't even set a flight path. So we're not actually even knowing where we're going. So these are just the concepts just to keep in mind before I actually go through a couple of things. But yeah, for me, it was definitely about having a plan and knowing what I want to do, investigating it and going forward from there. So as you guys might have noticed, and I think you guys have done these exercises, as far as I understand, you guys have received tokens or not, and some of you have done these assessments, but I sit in the mechanical space, right? Which means that very structured, you can already see from my brain and my slides, everything's like duk, 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 right? But ultimately, this is really where our energy sits. So it's 8 profiles where you have, it's based on seasons, and it comes from the 5,000-year-old plus I Ching theory mixed together with Carl Jung's work. And Roger Hamilton put this wealth dynamics process together. And it's a business development tool which helps you find your strengths. And sorry, I may be repeating some stuff, but there might be new people here, so bear with me. I won't be long. But it basically tells you when you do this assessment what your natural path is to either create trust or create flow in your particular environment. So it starts off with spring because everything is cycled. So if you look at all of our seasons, they're 3 months long. It's a cycle: spring, summer, autumn, winter. Everything is held together, right, by your purpose, by your spirit, which is water, right, and how you get into flow. So if we take, for example, and I always use this example, so I apologize for those of you that have heard this before. But if we use a squirrel in Europe, for example, in spring, what does a squirrel do? They run around and they're mating. In summer, what do? They lie around and they have their babies because it's warm, it's nice outside. What do they do in autumn? They collect acorns. What do they do in winter? They sleep. And what is that held together by? It's the purpose of a squirrel, why they're here and how they get into flow. Now, we're not here to debate about the purpose of a squirrel, but this is the thing. There's a purpose and there's a passion behind everything we're doing. So why are you here on this planet? And this brings it back into this impact investing. Why am I here? What difference do I want to be? If I'm going to wake up every day, what am I going to do? And am I going to be the best at it that I can be? So that's really where this theory comes from. And everybody gets into flow into different spaces. Everybody creates trust in different spaces. So leading on, we actually have a wealth lighthouse, which is an aspect over three main areas where you managing your wealth, right? And it's about how to get from your personal flow through to your market flow, and then how to have a bigger impact in a global flow, right? So I'm going to go through some concepts here. This is just an image, but I've broken it down in the slides. And if there's any questions, you guys are welcome to drop it in the chat. I think we do have 5 minutes at the end. Alternatively, it can be added into the panel later. Right, so there's five main spectrum principles here. And the main principles are really that we all fit into this somewhere, right? From being in debt and not having any cash to being a multi-billion trillionaire, right? And being somebody who's a huge global philanthropist, there's 9 levels and we can fit anywhere we would like to fit. The spectrum is always here. It basically plays an economic role that keeps money flowing. So you'll see as I go through the explanations of what I mean by that. And the spectrum is here to help you map your wealth, because every level in your life. Now, if you look at Kieran's story, he had different sectors. He went through different stages in his journey. I've been through different stages in my wealth, right? Each one of you has got different spots where you're at when it comes to your wealth and to your money flow. Yeah. So it's about ensuring that we have a deliberate path to our success within our wealth. Then your level determines what your reality is, right? Because every level has a flow and every level has a level of consciousness or awareness, if you want to put it in that terminology, right? At the level you're at, the problems and opportunities you see are completely different to somebody who's in a different level, right? And you change what you see as you move through the different levels as well. And your problems become different. Your opportunities also become different. And again, this brings into the tying of everything. Your wealth is actually your choice. You have a choice. And this is the most important part for me. Okay, so here we go. There's 9 levels. Right? It starts at the bottom with infrared and a victim mentality and up towards a ultraviolet legend mentality, or I'm going to say mentality, thinking, awareness, but it's also really how your finances actually look, right? So this is a particular lighthouse here. You can see the image and it's connected to those 4 geniuses, which is your dynamo, blaze, tempo, steel, right? And you've got the different colors that also ascend through. Now, this kind of relates into the chakras for any of you that relate there. So it goes from your grounding, your root, all the way up to your crown. And this is really how we can use value and leverage and trust and flow to actually move up through these different stages. Okay. So ultimately, in order to move from one stage to the next, it's basically your mastery of growing trust and flow in your environment and creating value and leverage in your environment as you move through. So here I've just given you a different image, which is a little bit of a different look and feel. And it's divided specifically into 3 main things: your foundation, your enterprise, and your alchemy. And then each one fits into that. So you can see infrared, red, and orange are all in your foundation to get your let's call foundation when it comes to your money, to plug all your holes, actually, to make sure you're actually not leaking more than you're bringing in, kind of vibe. You know, so that's how it starts. And it actually just moves up through the different areas. So when I go through these, it's really that it's all connected, right? From where you're in personal flow to how you're in flow with the universe, how you're in flow with your environment, et cetera, et cetera. So everything from your wealth, it starts here. We all start in the foundation prism. We all have to master the foundation prism and move up. If we start a new business, we always drop down to the foundation and we build it up again. We just learn those lessons along the way. So sometimes we're, let's say, in the enterprise prism, but then we drop back down to foundation to fix the holes and move up again. And there's a continuous flow through these different aspects. And I guess the lesson here is, where do you want to be playing with your money? Where do you want to be playing with your wealth and your finances? Because, you know, for me, this is a story and you'll see it later on. I don't know if you guys have heard this before, but it's like charity starts at home. If you've got nothing to give anybody else because you can't even give yourself something, you can't help anybody else. So how do you actually move through these spaces? And, you know, from an impact investing point of view, in order to invest and help others, you got to help yourself first. So you got to start at the bottom, which is an important point. So here, if we look at infrared, right, this is somebody who is falling deeper and deeper into debt every month. Now, this is not something to, you know, money is a bit like a taboo subject sometimes, right? Money and wealth, right? People don't really want to talk about it. But at this particular level, it's really around, you know, we've all been there. Perfectly honest, we have all been there, every single one of us, where we've gone into debt every single month and, you know, we're just not disciplined. And the point about infrared is becoming disciplined with your money, knowing what's flying out, what's coming in, plugging the holes in the plumbing system so that you start paying yourself first. Now, in the environment that I work in, most entrepreneurs don't pay themselves at these levels. They just don't even put money away for themselves. They think, no, I'll just take everything and put it back into my business. That is not paying yourself. That's definitely not paying yourself. So when we're talking about this, the easiest little tip technique I can give you is, if you want to start creating wealth for yourself, the first thing you need to do is actually pay yourself. Whether it be 10% of every earning that comes in or 5%, choose a number, stick to it, and do it. Because that's what's going to start plugging the holes and change the energy vibrations through this place. The second level as you move up is red, red survivor. It's just really you're making enough money to kind of survive every month. Yeah. You may have a successful business, but everything is just breaking even, right? Everything, every business problem becomes a personal problem, which means that you're actually your business's greatest liability in that space. But it's really just that break even point. Because it happens to everybody. We've all been here, like I said. So there's no shame in it. It's just about mastering that journey and mastering that game at those different levels. The orange level is really the worker. It's somebody who works for a living, right? You do a job or you're self-employed. You work hard. And you don't know actually how to multiply your money. Because when you're just being the worker, you are doing everything. Everything in an orange space is around action, and it's not about attracting the right opportunities. So there's nothing wrong with it. A lot of people actually prefer to stay in that space, which is great. You know, at this stage, also your money is a little bit, you're bringing in a little bit of profit, you're doing a couple of things, you're managing that cash flow. You're possibly paying yourself, but might not be. As you move through these, the next three levels, which is really, I'm going to jump quickly, but here, this then hits your enterprise level here. So we're hitting into the next level. So your awareness is almost lifted and grown. Yeah. So from that perspective, yellow is really about empowering your own journey. You're creating value, leverage, you're making money in your particular niche. You have some freedom, but your earnings are capped, right? So what do you need to do if you want to move up? And there's plenty of people who stay at this level for their lifetime because they're happy there. Other people who want to move up, it gets to a point where yellow, you're the most important part in your business. You're making money, but everything relies on you. So as soon as you start running out of time, the next step comes along, which is green. It's a performer. How do I get to green? I need to grow a team. Yeah, this is where it's no longer about myself. It's actually about the people around me and how I can make them successful. when I wake up in the morning? How can I make sure that my team is successful in creating their own wealth journey? It's not only about me. Yellow works from the outside in, but green works from the inside out, right? And it's about bringing in people to run your enterprises and move along so that you can go and do something else, yeah? The blue level, blue brings you, it frees you from having your hands full, yeah? You've generally got multiple investments, you've mastered cash, you've mastered capital, but it's also mastering that aspect of dealing with people, how to master yourself and your own awareness and your consciousness, you know? Then you've got the alchemy prism, which comes up higher. And here you've just got, this is now the playground for the billionaires plus, right? You've pretty much mastered how to trust, flow, leverage. Not everybody wants to come up here, but a lot of us in the investing space, we would like to have a space where we have multiple, you know, billionaire portfolios sitting around the world. Well, not everybody, but some people, yes. And the point about coming here is if you come back to this purple, it's about magical. It's about being able to monetize everything in a magical way that suits you. But at this level, you can also, you're looking at things in a completely different way. Composer and legend, you can read these things, but it's really completely up there. Now, if I want to be moving up, right, if I'm sitting at this infrared level, right, on the money spectrum graph, if I'm sitting here, I can't help anybody, right? So I need to be able to move up so that I can at least start that impact, help some things, help someone else. Even if the only thing that you're doing is, for example, when I started, the best that I could do was donate to a horse charity because that was my thing. I love horses and I love that background. And that was where I started with, after paying myself, taking a portion of that and actually giving it to a charity that I wanted to be involved in. Obviously, donating to a horse charity is not going to make you any kind of impact investing money or anything. But you got to start somewhere. You got to start so that you actually start growing and learning those lessons to move up. So this graph just kind of gives you that indication of where the money, you know, your net cash flow sits versus your assets and stuff. So you can be asset rich, right? And you can have no cash. Asset rich, no cash. What do you do? Yeah, it's kind of in the same spot. You can't do very much if you're asset rich and got no cash. So it's about the balance between both of these. So you often move up, you can see at different stages. So you may have more assets, less cash, that kind of stuff. But it's about the growing so that you can actually take that cash and actually go and do something with it. And that's where that impact side comes from. So I think I still got some time. I don't think I'm too far behind. But ultimately here, like what I've put here, moving through the spectrum, there are exceptions, but you'll find at each level, there's like a maximum level of net assets that you can control by yourself and a net cash flow that you can generate before things start to kind of wobble a bit. So it means that if you were given more, it still goes into that same funnel and what you're doing. You have to actually move up and grow through these things and actually develop that learning and how to play that monetary and wealth game. And here, you know, anyone in a negative cash flow is infrared. Whether you're asset rich or not, if you've got a negative cash flow, you're sitting at infrared, which means there's something happening there where the money is not coming through. It's not being plugged. It's leaking. There's more money going out than coming in. Right. So guys, careful, because we all kind of get, human beings are great. We often have a little bit of a overinflated opinion about our own success, which is good, right? However, it's also being realistic about where you sit and what you can actually do. Rather spend the time and fix at the bottom levels and the foundation levels and get it right so that the money game becomes easier. Because when you get that foundation level right, even when you start a new business, you'll be starting at the orange-yellow level. You won't drop to the red because you know the principles and you can move up. Yeah. So here you can see, I've put some examples in here for you to look at. But like yellow, it's about passion, specialization, creating attraction. Yeah. And every yellow level also reaches a limit, but some people are happy to stay at a specific space. So look at that graphical representation on the previous slide and spend some time and go through it, you know, because I think it would be helpful. So what I've done is I've put a little checklist together for you. You can go through it in your own time, and I'll run through it relatively fast. But ultimately, it's about a plan. And Howard and Kathy can share this with you because they've got the checklists and things like that, and I can send it to them as a document to share later. But really, it's about if you were a pilot, and I know nobody flies really at the moment, so it's a bit of a random example, but no pilot actually gets into their cockpit and flies anywhere without a flight plan. Anyway, you should have the same thinking around your life and your business and your financials and your wealth. You should have a plan. You should be clear where you want to go, what your destination is, and design it. Because where you are right now, you've designed it. Not me, not Howard, not Tom, not Kieran. None of us have designed it for you. You've designed it for yourself. So in order to change it, you need to change it. So then here, before getting busy with business, to know your personal finances, know where your money's going, know where it's leaking, plug the holes, cut expenses, make sure that you are not leaking money and not losing things because you don't know what's going on in your life and your business, right? And it does take time and discipline, definitely. Orange, adding to your personal passion and your purpose, and you start connecting that and it's bringing the fuel in. Right? If you're not passionate about what you're doing, and if you don't know what your purpose is, go and find out. Go and do this. Howard and Kathy can give you some links to do some assessments in that space. But guys, why are you here? If you have the beauty to be waking up every single day, wake up and make a difference. Step up. Do something. Be amazing. Otherwise, why are you here? Right? Now, maybe that's a bit harsh, but that's something that my mentor, Roger, says to me all the time. If you're going to wake up today, do something that makes a difference. Otherwise, what's the point? So think about these concepts, and I'm not trying to be ugly here, but think about it. Even Mela and myself, my partner, had a discussion this morning. Well, it may be a different word, whatever, you know, but what's life about? Same thing. Get up, do something, make a difference, even if it is just in a small scale. And then connecting in from a yellow level upwards with your market and making sure that you're converting your time into money and you're tapping into the flow of the different markets. Here we go. Here it's a little bit more into the bigger details because green is definitely about having a profitable team. So these are the last slides. I know that I think I'm on time, but let me just drop these for you. These are the final thoughts that I have to share with you today. And it's how do these levels linked to your personal wealth, okay, and how do you make an impact in the world? Now, Buckminster Fuller in the 1970s, he had this concept about the final exam, right? And he said that everything that we have already, that was in the 1970s. Now we are sitting into 2021, and actually everything we have can solve the problems of humanity. It's just distributed in the wrong way, right? So how do we actually go ahead and how do we alter our awareness? How do we accelerate to catch up with everything that we've done and solve the world issues? There is enough food in the world to supply everybody with food. We shouldn't be having people that are hungry. Yeah, there's enough money and wealth for everybody. It's just distributed in different ways. So these are thoughts that I'd like you to think about today. You know, and I put some more concepts behind here, you know, but it's about, you know, nature's trying very hard to make us succeed, he says, but nature doesn't depend on us. We are not the only experiment. So keep that in mind, because I definitely think that, you know, if we just start thinking differently and have a different thought process around it, we can make a difference and just start small, just start somewhere.
First of all, thank you very much, Michelle. That's some all amazing stuff. Really enjoyed that. It's really difficult being up here at Ultraviolet, being a legend. God, it takes. I'm surprised I've got the time, to be honest. But all of you, be welcome up here one day.
And just, of course, I love that. Thanks for sharing that.
No problem. And I think it's fascinating to think about what levels we're at. With regards, genuinely amazing talk. Really enjoyed it.